This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The sanctions regime against Russia has come together fast, right? Really fast. And it's been pretty comprehensive, minus the loopholes we've talked about, energy foremost among them. And the Brits have been full partners in the economic war against the Kremlin, mostly. They're on board with financial sanctions and shutting out the Russian central bank. But sanctions on individuals, the 50 or more Russian oligarchs with substantial assets over in the UK, yeah, them not so much. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
At a news conference on Tuesday in London, where he lives in a $100 million mansion, Russian billionaire Mikhail Friedman complained that oligarchs have been unfairly treated.
Imposing sanctions against us here just create enormous pressure for us personally, but we do not have any impact for political decision.
He's been sanctioned by the EU and was subsequently locked out of the investment firm he co-founded. But he hasn't yet been sanctioned by the UK, and neither has Britain's most famous Russian oligarch. The man fated by some London soccer fans for buying and then restoring the fortunes of one of Britain's best-known clubs, Chelsea. But Roman Abramovich has not been feted this week in Parliament, and certainly not by opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer, who demanded the billionaire be sanctioned now.
Because of his links to the Russian state and his public association with corrupt activity and practices.
Abramovich, who says he's done nothing wrong, is now scrambling to sell the club for a reported $4 billion, and he's said to be trying to offload his two London homes valued at $230 million. Roman Borisovich, a Russian-born anti-corruption campaigner now based in Europe, believes Abramovich is being let off the hook.
He wants to sell his properties in London, and if he's not sanctioned soon enough, he will sell it and run away with the proceeds.
Abramovich says he'll donate the net proceeds to the victims of the war in Ukraine. Borisovich is sceptical about that and deplores what he calls the tardiness of the British authorities in the Western crackdown on Russian kleptocrats.
The UK is the weakest link. Despite the outrageous concentration of Russian money in London, nothing has been done.
Not so, insisted Prime Minister Boris Johnson, speaking in Parliament this week.
Be in no doubt that the actions that we've already taken, that this House has already taken, are having an effect in Moscow.
And by true of the systemic measures like sanctioning the Russian central bank, but just 15 Russian oligarchs here have so far been formally sanctioned, far fewer than in the EU. And unlike France and Germany that have both seized oligarchs' super yachts, the Brits haven't apparently seized anything yet. For James Bolton-Jones of Spotlight on Corruption, it's the old story. Britain's chronic reluctance to crack down on the estimated $130 billion of dodgy foreign cash laundered in the UK every year.
There are certain vested interests which have not been very, you know, keen on having this tap of dirty money turned off because they benefit from it.
That's bankers, lawyers, accountants, realtors and PR companies. And, says Tom Keating of the Centre for Financial Crime and Security Studies, let's not forget the ruling Conservative Party has received big donations from people close to Putin.
That definitely gives those that think that the Johnson government is in hock to Russian money plenty of ammunition.
The government insists it's totally committed to waging economic war on Russia and to dismantling the London laundromat. A pity, say campaigners, if it takes so many Ukrainian deaths to make the UK clean up its act. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.